Candice Batista is the founder of the Eco Hub and an environmental journalist for over 15 years here in Toronto. We spoke about the changes she has seen throughout her career in terms of sustainability, climate change, and social media. Take a listen to what she has to say.
But honestly, I don't think we're even close to where we need to be, especially in countries, first world countries, where really we don't really need all of that shit. We're just inundated with television and with social media, and it's just all about buy. And we're kind of still stuck in that. People are not changing fast enough. And I think that comes back to consumption. And I also think that comes back to is that we have no real connection to our waste. We have really strong waste management systems in place in Canada. And we put our garbage out and the garbage gets picked up and it gets taken away. So we don't actually see where our garbage is ending up. So when you see the pictures of the ocean and, you know, all the different plastic that's ending up in animal stomachs, that's ending up in the ocean, we don't really have a connection to it because we're not seeing it here in our backyards. So I think we've come a ways, but we have a long, long, long way to go.
She shared with me her opinions about the major misconceptions of fast fashion and its impact on the environment.
So fast fashion has a massive detrimental effect on the environment. And it's a very resource-intense industry. Fast fashion is not actually cheaper. It's actually costing us more money. You're actually buying more of that one product as opposed to buying one t-shirt that's made with an organic material that's made, you know, locally in Canada that pays a fair wage to the people that are working in a factory or wherever it may be. So you might pay $50 for that t-shirt. But if you're buying five t-shirts over the year at $5 each, it adds up very, very quickly. So there's this like major misconception that you know, fast fashion is saving us money. It's not. Cotton is one of the, or if not the most sprayed pesticide on the planet. So you have massive amounts of crops that are unbelievably sprayed with horrible toxic chemicals that normally young children or workers are working in that environment have much more risks to getting cancer. So fast fashion doesn't only have an effect on the planet, but it has a profound effect on the people that are making that fashion. I mean, when you can buy a t-shirt for $4, that's got to be a signal to you that, something's up here. Something's not right here.
Batista uses Instagram as a way to influence, promote, and educate her readers on the content that she produces on the Eco Hub to try and create a more eco-friendly lifestyle. But she says it's quite difficult to accomplish that on a picture-focused platform.
When you look at an app like Instagram, it's much more about pretty pictures. And I try to use it to educate my readers and to help my readers go green. How effective is it? I really couldn't tell you. Because people are not coming to Instagram to learn how to go green. I think it's a very saturated app. I think there's a lot of noise on the app. But also, having said that, it is a free way to communicate your message. So it's effective in that way. But how effective is it at actually spreading a message? I'm not entirely sure. There's much more consumption going on Instagram than sustainability. With Instagram, you know, it's very much about an aesthetic. It's very much about, you know, that FOMO, that kind of, you know, I need to have this dress because this, you know, influencer has this dress, so I need to have it as well. Shopping is, that's the thing that we need to take a very hard look at. We need to stop buying so much stuff. And then if we are buying or getting rid of our stuff, we need to make sure that we're disposing of it correctly. So we need to get back to the way we used to do things. And it comes back to my original point, which is that we're all about convenience. We don't want to feel, and we feel very entitled in this part of the world that we have the right to have all these conveniences, you know. And the thing is that a lot of these conveniences are coming at the expense of the planet or people. I mean, we only have one planet. This is not a fish tank. We can't scoop everybody out, clean out the tank, and put everybody back in.
This is Mira Nabulsi reporting for Double Tap Sustainable Fashion.